Are we all ready for the drama of episode 14? Good, because this is quite the shocking tale. Haha. Electric Shock Showdown, Kuchibajim. I knew this was going to be an important one, so I did a lot of preparation, watched it in a couple different languages, but I'm going to apologize right off the bat. I had a bit of an accident the other day, spent most of it in ER, so in addition to all the usual fail, today's podcast is brought to you by Loretab. So, the gang finally gets to Vermilion, or Kuchiba, and you'd think they'd arrived at the holy Mecca the way they carry on, but they have been in the wilderness a really, really long time. Despite Ash's primary wishes, the battle at the gym will have to wait until he and his Pokemon get cleaned up and fed, so it's off to the Pokemon Center. This one is run by a particularly vain Nurse Joy, but I guess she's also long-suffering and good at her job, because she has to deal with all the Pokemon rushed through emergency from gym battles. And as I mentioned earlier, my hospital memories are very fresh in my mind, so I'm kind of upset with the gym leader for battling so hard. Surely he can beat them more gently. ER is not a fun place for anybody. Misty takes the opportunity to make fun of Ash, accusing him of being nervous to face this powerful gym leader, telling him he only got his badges out of pity. Brock actually does react to all Misty's taunting and nose-flicking, and I thought he was going to step in for a minute, but in the end he had to point out that this is a guy who doesn't show any mercy or pity, and at the gym they're going to see what Ash is really made of. It's not just Ash who has a lot to prove, but Pikachu as well. But before we get to that, Nurse Joy, she's frustrating in the way she lets Misty flick Ash and call him all sorts of things, but when Ash tries to retaliate, then she steps in and tells him to stop. But she is right, it is a sick room, and she's also right, Ash and Misty are growing closer, starting to care about each other, even if their ways of showing it aren't so great. Pikachu's energy and stomach are replenished, but one look at Pokemon being rushed into critical care and he's through with this stupid battle idea. This is a great scene on many levels. First of all, it's just so fun to watch Ash and Pikachu argue. Like, as the series progresses, it happens less and less, but when it does, man, it's always entertaining. More so because, unlike Ash and Misty, or Ash and Gary, when Ash and Pikachu argue, they don't say hurtful things to each other or put each other down. They can really ping-pong it back and forth without hurting each other, at least until Pikachu whips out that Thunderbolt. But also, Pikachu brings up an important criticism in Pokemon, saying, you know, is it alright with Ash if he gets beaten up so badly instead of Pikachu? It's kind of interesting, as Pokemon often gets criticized for mimicking cockfighting or animal cruelty, and in the games you can't really interact with the Pokemon to form a good argument against that, which is why I think the anime spends so much time focusing on what the relationship between Pokemon and humans should be and what it must never be, and why there are so many episodes dealing with abusive trainers and comparing them to Ash, who is closer to the ideal. Ash's response is just a little bit flippant, but I think despite fears that Pikachu knows as well as the audience that Ash would never ask it to do something he wouldn't be willing to do himself if he could. And Ash has a nice long history of putting himself on the line for his Pokemon, even in these short 14 episodes. So it's off to the gym. Here we meet Lieutenant Surge, and yes, America, this is what the rest of the world thinks of you. In fact, this is probably a tamer version. From the games, we know he's an American soldier, having fought in a war of some sort, and while strict, actually a rather cautious commanding officer. I find that cautious thing hard to believe after seeing that Pokemon Center, but he loves electric types. They saved his life, and he's worked side by side with them in and out of war. He likes trainers with guts, so Ash should do pretty well in his books, seeing as that's all Ash has got at this point. He's brash, loud, rude, crude, and his Japanese is peppered with English phrases, some of which can't be repeated if I want to keep this podcast family-friendly. But in that respect, he's similar to Fantina, whose Japanese is also dosed in English, and in the English dub, this obviously had to be changed to French, and it's heavily implied that she as well is not from the Pokemon Nation. Though the Pokemon world was not half so large and thought out at this point, episode 14, Lieutenant Surge is stated as being American and thus not from the Pokemon Nation. This gives fodder for a lot of speculation on just what kind of world this is, if it's an alternate universe similar to our own but different, or just another planet in the galaxy with remarkably similar traits by mere coincidence. Maybe it's the far, far future. I found it interesting that Serge hugs Misty when he welcomes them all to the gym. Hugging as a greeting is much more of an American thing than a Japanese thing, although given that they're strangers, there's a huge age difference, and Lieutenant Serge is built like a freaking behemoth, I'm not entirely sure such an enthusiastic greeting would be appropriate in America either. But he thinks Misty's cute, and a little openness to his personality kind of makes him more endearing rather than just a tough villain of the day. In Japanese, Serge's lines are almost all in English, and I think it's cute that Satoshi responds with his own creative attempt at English. I wish this could have carried over into the dub, but with us being an English-speaking country and Serge looking so obviously American, there was just no hope for it. It's a crying shame, it really is. But introductions are made all around, and we meet Serge's Raichu. Like its trainer, it doesn't have a high opinion of Ash and Pikachu. They're a team about power, not about coddling, though you can see that Serge and his Raichu have a good working relationship. The way the shots are framed, Ash and Pikachu look and pose similarity to Serge and Raichu, and I think it's meant to imply both that it's going to be a personal challenge at this gym, but also that the two pairs have a lot in common. Misty and Brock's reactions are short, but they're very interesting. Misty calls it despicable, Serge's attitude, but really, doesn't she taunt Ash in the same way? All she's missing is the towering height. It's true that Serge has a bit of an attitude, but he's right in what he's saying, that evolved Pokemon are generally stronger. Raichu's base stats are higher than Pikachu's, and really, Pikachu have a lot of frailties as a species. This doesn't mean Pikachu or other unevolved Pokemon can't be strong too, depending on how they're raised. But if you're a gym leader and all about raising strong Pokemon, Serge's point of view makes sense. There's absolutely nothing to suggest that he's the type of guy to abandon weak Pokemon or force Pokemon to evolve when they don't want to. And while he's being rude to Ash and Pikachu, remember, so was Brock when Ash challenged him. I can't believe I'm defending Serge. It must be the pain meds talking. Brock recognizes that Serge has raised his Raichu well and that they can walk the walk as well as talk the talk. Even so, both Pikachu and Ash do not take kindly to being called babies and are ready to prove themselves. Both of them. Pikachu's actually into this one, as Brock notices, which is a rarity. Pikachu is nearly taken out in one hit with an electric move, and Takeshi's line implies that there is a level difference in addition to the evolution difference. But when Ash tries to order Pikachu to return, Pikachu refuses. Ash calls after it to stop, not to attack, but Pikachu doesn't listen and gets pounded. Team Rocket is watching all this from outside the window, getting worried. After all, if Pikachu loses here, that nullifies their existence for the past 13 episodes. All their hard work in chasing becomes meaningless. Even so, it's a bit of a dilemma for them to cheer for the enemy or not to cheer. But one final attack sends Pikachu into the hospital, where Ash is nearly beside himself with worry. When Pikachu wakes up, everyone is relieved, but Pikachu's got wounds on the heart as well as on his body. This is a turning point for both Ash and Pikachu, I think, and Pikachu's got its first taste of real ambition. It's one of the few times he's been willing to go into battle at all, and it's the first time he's ever wanted to win, really. So badly. Given that Pikachu's battles are quite rare, it might even be its first true loss, I can't quite remember. But obviously, it's conflicted. For Ash's part, we haven't seen a lot of his training on screen, which is one of the things I love about some of the more recent seasons, that we get to watch him training. But without having to see it, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that Ash's training regime isn't exactly professional, and Pikachu has always been a surefire win when it agreed to battle at all, so this loss has challenged everything that Ash has been used to as a trainer, and everything he's stood for, that if you work hard, do your best, keep trying, things will work out. It's how he faced Rock's Onix, how he raised Caterpie, and it's a deep conflict. Ash is in this for the raising of his Pokemon and making friends, but he's also in it for the battles and his dream of winning the league and becoming a Pokemon master. It's a tough time, and Nurse Joy can't help but overhear. She also has a Thunderstone. If Pikachu can evolve into Raichu, they can fight the match more evenly, but Ash balks at the idea of evolving Pokemon just to make them stronger. So in the end, he leaves it up to Pikachu. It's interesting the way he chose to phrase this speech, because as conflicted as Ash is, not wanting to force Pikachu to evolve for his own convenience, it actually sounds like he'd be okay with Pikachu evolving and growing stronger if it wanted to. Fast forward to Diamond and Pearl, episode 74. same situation. Heck, same Thunderstone. And again, Ash leaves the decision up to Pikachu. But there, he seems to be completely on the other side of the fence. And when he sees both Pikachu and the Thunderstone gone, he pretends to be okay with whatever Pikachu chose. But his inner thoughts show that he's quite upset that Pikachu would choose to evolve just to get stronger, and that he would do it without talking to Ash about it. But in the future, Ash and Pikachu are much closer, whereas now, Ash loves Pikachu, but they haven't been together for so long that Ash can be particularly partial to the Pikachu form. You know, they haven't spent years getting to know each other inside and out yet. They rarely battle together, for that matter. Pikachu whacks the Thunderstone away. Pikachu whacks the Thunderstone away, giving a long, impassioned speech about how if it's going to beat Raichu, it's going to do so exactly how it is. Which is basically Ash's whole battle style. You know, forget stupid levels, forget type advantage, forget evolution. Team Satoshi is all about heart. Both Ash and Team Rocket are touched. Ash, by the way, is doing exceptionally well translating Pikachu speak in this episode. I just have to throw that out. It's kind of amazing. Together, Ash and Pikachu make a vow to defeat Surge's team together, despite Misty and Brock putting this idea down. Brock suggests using some of Ash's other Pokemon and coming up with a strategy, but this has become a personal battle for Ash and Pikachu. They're bonding now, so logic will just have to wait. Since they're actually going to go through with this, Brock puts his brain to work and points out that Surge said he'd evolve Raichu as soon as he could, meaning it might not have learned all the speed attacks that Pikachu knows. And so a strategy is formed. The next day, getting out of the hospital, Ash starts delivering a good pep speech about how their luck star of destiny or whatever is shining, and Pikachu doesn't get it. They've bonded, but aren't quite as in sync yet as they could be. Misty further kills the mood, but they're still in high spirits as they head off. A funny thing happens on the way to the gym. They run into Team Rocket, disguised, and Ash's questioning of them nearly launches them off into their motto, which is hurriedly halted by Meowth. As it turns out, they're here to cheer on Pikachu. Though it's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. Despite disguises, Misty recognizes them as Team Rocket, and Ash looks kind of pleased. I really don't think he hates Team Rocket, despite the trouble they've caused for him. I think he hates the Rocket organization and all the bad things they do, but when it comes down to the actual three, I don't think he really has it in him to hate them or dislike them even, as long as they're keeping on the up and up. But sentimentality aside, Ash is on a mission. Gym. Surge taunts them a little, but seems intrigued by their confidence and talk of strategy. And it doesn't start out well. Pikachu takes quite the beating before finally getting a chance to turn it around. Using its agility, it outmaneuvers Raichu, whose big attacks don't mean a thing if they can't hit. In response, Raichu releases a thunderbolt that nearly demolishes the gym, and anything that got hit by that should be done for, but Pikachu survives, using its tail as a grounding wire. Raichu needs some recharging before coming up with another electric attack, and giving Pikachu the perfect opening to strike, and with Quick Attack and what may or may not be the precursor to Iron Tail, unbelievably, they win. And Pikachu gets the true, sweet taste of victory, and from here on out is a lot more gung-ho about gym battles. Now, I'd go as far as to say that Pikachu starts turning into an adrenaline junkie like his crazy trainer. As for Surge, he's a tough, condescending guy, but he's also a fair one, and Ash earns both his respect and the Thunder Badge. Surge has to stoop pretty low to shake Ash's hand, but it's all in good faith that he hands over their prize, like he's become the big friendly giant. And yes, this is the first badge Ash has acquired for actually defeating the gym leader. It's about time, and Misty can't use that as ammo in an argument anymore. She still has plenty of other things to taunt Ash about, but this one's closed. Pikachu's pretty proud, too, and makes nice with the Raichu, who is more than happy to applaud a well-fought match. Ash hugs Pikachu, thanking him properly, and Pikachu shocks him for old time's sake. But Ash grins and doesn't let go, proving that he can take the electricity if Pikachu can take him. They are, as Misty points out, a good combo. Team Rocket has also redoubled their determination to catch Pikachu, and I think it's worth notice that Team Rocket didn't do anything remotely criminal all episode, unless you count that cheer as cruel and unusual torture. And no, they were totally on the good guys team this round, which segs into our next episode, which will be Battle Aboard the St. Anne. More Team Rocket dipping their toes to the other side of the moral line, among other things. It's actually going to be a little bit of an, I think it's a 3-episode arc, this next coming story, so please stay tuned for it. To stay tuned for it, or to comment on anything you heard today, or visit old episodes, you can visit us several ways. We are on iTunes under PKP, so you can visit the PKP podcast there and rate us, subscribe, comment. We are also at PKP blog, www.pkppodcast.blogspot.com. You are more than welcome to follow us there or comment and leave information. And I'd be happy to hear from any of you if you have anything to say about this podcast whatsoever. But if not, if you just want to listen, thank you for tuning in. This has been PKP Podcast, and gotta catch them all.
Pikachu!